So based on that, Sarah Tulaney and Eric Weiner and our group led this 400-patient trial where they took patients with largely stage one, although there were a few patients who had cancers between 2 and 3 centimeters, but all node negative, and treated them with 12 weeks of paclitaxel and a year of trastuzumab, with the idea that what we really need to do is give them the trastuzumab, and a little chemotherapy is probably going to be enough. You didn't really need to give the multiple chemotherapy agent type of regimen. And the trial was designed to show that this regimen was associated with a low risk of toxicity. Sarah presented the data a few years ago and published it, showing incredibly good outcomes after roughly 4 years of follow-up. And now at ASCO this year, she presented the 7-year follow-up data. You know, we always had the concern that, well, they're small cancers, so maybe they need longer to recur, so maybe we'll start seeing higher recurrence rates over time, but we did not see that. So at 7 years, the recurrence of distant recurrence risk was 1%, which, you know, I think is quite impressive. And it really says that this regimen, which is very well tolerated, really should be the standard of care for most of our stage one HER2 positive patients. It's really hard to argue that they need more treatment with a 1% distant recurrence rate at 7 years.
And we certainly have seen the widespread adaptation of the so-called APT regimen to practice.